time to get back to the Big Breakfast, and it's also time to get your apprentice ready for business with quality training from TAFE Queensland.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Welcome to the podcast. It is Monday, the 19th of April. Marto and Margo, the Big Breakfast coming up. We talk to the man that Marto reckons is the Australian most people would like to see punched in the head. Who's that going to be? Find out in the podcast coming up. This is also the day that the New Zealand travel bubble was established. So we spoke to some people jumping on the first planes across the ditch. That's all coming up in the Big Breakfast. Also, either Margo or Dobbo, our NRL insider, will end up in what is called the Wheel of Death this week. There is a bet. The results of that bet, it's footy tipping related, is coming up. You can get in touch with the show anytime. 0484 101045. Send us a text. Or get in touch on social media, Triple M Brisbane. All right, let's get the show underway with some text messages Marto and Margo got over the weekend on Marto's burner phone.
Marto's burner phone means you're not alone. 0484101045, save it in your phone.
Good way to get onto it, isn't it? The burner phone. And I'll tell you what, a few people have done it over the weekend. Listen to this one, Margo. New to Brisbane. Hey, guys, I recently moved from Melbourne to Brisbane and have loved getting out and driving around on the weekends. Good on you, no name, new to Brisbane. I was around Ashgrove and the Gap yesterday when I drove past what looked like a massive castle and it had a coat of arms on the front gate. Just wondering if you know what the building is.
Oh, Marto, you are the king of the north side. And are you familiar with said building?
Well, I would figure, hold on, you just talk amongst yourself. No, yeah. Well, that's Fernberg Road is Government House. So that's, if you're Paddington, maybe that's where he's looking at. But all I can figure is here.
Look, was
at
it Marto's mansion that he's selling?
Yeah, look at Marto's place?
Yeah, righto. Look at that joint there. Is that a castle?
That's a castle.
Righto. So out the front of that, I do know because my mate built the big pool there. It's Morris Brothers Ashgrove. So it's one of Brisbane's best boys' school. They're good at rugby, good at cricket. John Eales went there. Oh, a lot of people. Matt Hayden went there. Stop now.
Is it one of the better boys' schools? Like you got Nudgee, BBC, Gregory Terrace, Grammar.
Oh God,
Morris Brothers is. Would you say it's one of the better ones?
Academically, Churchy. No. They produce a lot of tradies. Morris Brothers Ashgrove, good footy players and a lot of tradies, a lot of good tradies.
Okay.
I like it. I know a lot of kids who went
tradies that go on to be builder.
Oh, some of them go on to smoke too many drugs, but they're tradies and they're decent.
What about this one, Marto? Jobsy reckons he's got a hidden talent. He said, Marto, I believe I have an Olympic ability to judge how many mils of any beverage that remains in my can or bottle at any time. Should this be incorporated into the Tokyo Olympics? Yours dearly, Jobsy.
Jobsy drinks too much.
Clearly. I think Jobsy was drinking when he sent us that text.
I think that's unbelievable.
Should it be incorporated into the Tokyo Olympics? I think he wants an answer.
No, but drink heavily while you can and responsibly and heavily at the same time if you can. Hey, this is an interesting one. I don't know if you're onto this. Hey, guys, curious to know, when is the right time to throw out your children's baby teeth? So gross, I know, but I've never known what to do with them. Joe.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Joe. The tooth fairy takes all of my children's teeth, so I have no responsibility to throw them out.
All right.
Because they get kept in the tooth fairy museum.
Of course they do.
She shines them all,
checks
them for cavities to make sure that the children have been brushing their teeth, which is how much she determines their worth, and that's how they get the money.
Because the tooth fairy has light gossamer wings and can't carry too many teeth at a time, apparently it used to put them in my shed, in this cup in my shed, and I found them the other day.
Tooth fairy is magic.
It's a fairly gruesome find. Like, if the police came and said we're investigating a murder and found the cup where I kept the teeth, I'd be guilty.
No idea what you're talking about.
So the best thing is to throw them away immediately, Joe, because it's ridiculous to keep your children's teeth.
Or allow the tooth fairy to keep them in the tooth fairy museum, which is where all the other teeth go.
Text us anytime. 0484 10
is helpers.
104.5. It's Marto's
burner phone. Nobody's listening that believes in the tooth fairy at this hour.
Smart. The Big Breakfast. Triple M.
Going, I'm too old. Why am I still doing this? Well, listen, Tiger, front up because this guy does every day.
He's 87 years old and trains 4 hours a day. Coolangatta Surf Lifesaver Billy Ryan is making history as the oldest competitor ever at the Australian Surf Life Saving Championships.
What about this? On a Marucci door. So they found Billy. He's down at Coolangatta if you ever want to see him. Nearly every day, apparently.
87.
4 hours a day he trains.
What is he going to do? triathlon?
No, well, he's up at the Australian Surf Life Saving Championships at Maroochydore.
What do they have to do?
Well, I think he's a paddler. He goes out and has a bit of a paddler. And Jesus. I think he wins his over 80 because there's no one else in the race.
Is it an age category thing,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, like okay. You're a senior. He's a super senior. But can you imagine how embarrassing it'd be if you're out the back struggling around and an 87-year-old guy
Billy just plucks goes you past
from the
you.
Surf. No, he'll pluck you from the surf and save your life. My God, what a chance. I thought that was inspirational. And then I went, oh, my God, they're still standing, these oldies. They just keep on kicking because there was another one at an aged care facility down in, I think it was in Sydney somewhere. But this old bloke, he wheels up in his wheelchair and the old girl, she wheels up in a wheelchair. I'm going, what is going on here?
93-year-old Mari Hill preparing to take 100-year-old Ron Headley's hand and name.
Are they getting married?
Remember we did that segment, Overly Optimistic Old People? Now, crikey.
These are a couple of nominations.
100. You're 93-year-old and you're looking around going, what? Oh,
did they meet at the aged care facility?
About a year ago.
One day when I encouraged Mari to join exercise class, Mari spotted Ron and from that day everything changed.
Who's that? That was
the exercise coordinator at the aged care facility. Can we play that again? Because I did like her voice. So what's happened? Someone said, Mari, you got to get out and...
Go do some exercise, Mari.
You're 92. No, I made it to 92 without doing exercise. She goes and does exercise class and look around, there's 99-year-old Ron. Let's hear from her again.
One day when I encouraged Mari to join exercise class, Mari spotted Ron and from that day everything changed.
Oh, beautiful. What a love affair. What about that?
Was married at first sight as good as this? This is one of the great results. The Big Breakfast, Triple M. Oh, it's open for business. The bubble, the Trans-Tasman bubble, has just opened up. I think the first flight's just taking off about now from Sydney. A big day. And they reckon Air New Zealand, I saw the quote there, 5,500 people are travelling both ways today, Australia to New Zealand, New Zealand to Australia.
Marto, I hate to interrupt you, but if you're doing a report on what's happening in New Zealand, shouldn't we be playing this?
New Zealand.
It's the Briwee report.
Kia ora.
How many Briwees would be actually going home? Actually, we might do something after 8:30. Actually, give us a yell now, 133353. If you're a Kiwi, Brisbane Kiwi, who's heading home to New Zealand, because I see all these stories in the paper. People have had babies and grandmothers and grandfathers haven't seen
home.
Their
babies.
Oh, it's a wonderful story. And everyone's flying over there.
Jetstar's JQ201 will be the first to depart Sydney Airport, bound for Auckland, with flights operated by Qantas leaving Queensland later in the day.
Yeah, we heard about it earlier, Marto, because Bianca Stone from Channel 7 Sunrise joined us at 6 to let us know she was going over.
It's been 414 days since Australians have been able to travel freely. I had to find my passport, dust it off, and then make sure it was still in date before I could actually travel today. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
414 days.
That is comprehensive to go over there. She's staying in Wellington for a night and flying home tomorrow. And I'm going, are we doing anything for all the Kiwis who are coming over here to visit their rallies? And you know they'll be coming here to Queensland, especially the Gold Coast. They love because of the weather. It's starting to get cold in New Zealand.
Well, I'm sure if they're coming to visit family and friends, they'll be down at the airport with signs and...
With the chili bin and some jindals to wear and stuff like that. Is that what you mean?
No, I didn't. Maybe some fish and chips for breakfast.
Hey, this mate of mine lives over in Auckland. He said, how nice are we here in New Zealand? He goes, we've got the fancy china out, changed the sheets and put some coloured lights out. This is what they're actually doing. The Sky Tower, which is the tallest building in Auckland, is being lit up in green and gold.
Oh, wow.
This is incredible
stuff. Welcome to New Zealand, Australia.
Tonight and tomorrow night to welcome the first Trans-Tasman bubble travellers from your side. They are just the nicest hosts.
So lovely. What are we doing? Are we lighting up the story bridge? Or?
I think we're having a hungy underneath the story bridge tonight and throwing about 12 sheep in there and just any Kiwis, come on down.
No, we should
be lighting up something.
Brisbane City Hall or the Story Bridge or what's our tallest building?
We just turn all the lights out and then it's all black. Kia ora.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Oh, Margo, we normally do MacGyver Mondays at 6:30 every Monday, but we're changing it around.
Well, we change it up because, you know, we can, Marto, and we get lots and lots of calls of really intricate situations people find themselves in. Mm. They're like, what do I do? I know what to do. I get creative and I use zip ties or duct tape or
something. If you
haven't
heard it before, it's MacGyver Monday because MacGyver improvised. There's the theme music from one of the great shows of the 80s and 90s. He improvised with whatever he had at hand. As you say, I had one of these on the weekend, Margo.
You did?
I did. Fishing, I had no hockey straps into tying three fishing rods and reels down, okay? A pair of cat's pantyhose.
Oh.
Incredible. I don't know why they even needed to invent hockey straps.
How many denier?
How many what?
Yeah, I thought so. What? That's the thickness of the type.
Whoa. Margo, you just taught us something.
What was the word?
Denier. D-E-N-I-E-R. To be like 50 or 100.
Oh.
And it's the thickness. You know how you can get really sheer ones that just sort of cover the skin, or then you can get the really thick black tight ones.
Anyone ringing through on 133353, don't get us bogged down with denier type stories.
Well, I didn't want to elaborate, but give us a call if you've got circumstances that you found yourself in like this.
Yeah, so we're out forward driving and one of the bloke's suspension collapsed. Body was dragging along in the tyre. We jacked it up and ratchet strapped a few spenders in there to hold it up.
Listen to this, Marto. Yeah, Shane from Lutwich sprays AeroGuard on the bottom of his work boots for extra grip while we're working on metal roofs.
Get stuffed.
I mean, come on.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Can anyone else confirm that? 133353. Shane, that's I've never heard that story.
Because you won't slip.
The story is you understand volley tennis shoes. Every roofer or any carpenter who had to go on roofs used to always have a pair in his toolbox because of the herringbone design of
The grip.
Of the undersole.
And the rubber.
But AeroGuard, I'm going to go home and water my roof and just run around up there and see if it saves me from dying.
Yeah, that's geniusness. Pete from Redlands, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, Pete, what did you MacGyver?
Okay, I run a bus company called Bus With Us. I do hens and bucks nights, winery tours.
Yes.
Okay. I do.
Give us a number,
I do a six historic pub ale trail.
Wow. Oh my God, we need to talk off
air. What is your number, Pete?
You're not doing school runs then, you're doing fun bus trips.
That's right, yeah. A few years ago, I took about 30 old girls up to Montville, Mullaney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful day. We had a nice lunch and dessert, and everything was going swimmingly. That was a good part of the day. And then the accelerator cable broke in the bus.
Snapped.
So,
oh dear.
So
coming down the hill.
A front-mounted engine. So I moved the engine cover off to the side. I turned around to Molly and I said, "Can I borrow your walking stick?"
Who's Molly? So, one of the old
she
girls.
One of the old girls.
You're talking real old girls, Pete.
Yeah, I am. Oh, she'd be 90 any day
old
of the week.
Old girl with an old girl's name. Yeah.
And so I've jammed the walking stick down the side of the engine to work the accelerator.
What, straight through? Yeah, the firewall.
Well, just down the side so that I can work the throttle. And so I'm driving, I'm steering with my elbow and changing gear with my right hand.
Jesus.
And operating the accelerator cable with the left.
What a man.
And also trying to indicate and look out for traffic.
Holy moly.
Anyway,
for the busload of 90-year-olds, Pete.
A half-drunk 90-year-olds out the back.
All had a glass of wine, so most of them were half asleep, so they didn't know what was going on.
But they would have wanted to stop to go to the toilet at KFC on the side of the road. Oh,
jeez,
oh,
what a
good
guy.
One. Thanks,
Cal,
Pete.
From Norman Park of morning. I don't know if you can compete with that, Cal.
Well,
did you
I
have
bet
a...
he can for time.
No, I don't think we can.
I think
but
can.
I'll do my best.
Okay, go.
Yeah, so basically just a couple of weeks ago, I had a call from a mate. He said, my car's not starting. I don't know what's going on. So I'm a Fridgie by trade. So I drove my van out to help him out, see what I could do. And basically his positive terminal on his battery had basically blown off, like molten metal went everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
A loose connection. So what I did was there's still a bit of metal on there. So I actually got a bit of copper tubing and expanded it over the terminal. To get the cable on, and it's been running ever since.
Hold on, it's still going. You created your own pillar on that battery.
Yeah, pretty much just, yeah, slid some copper tubing over it and tightened it down and it's strong as.
It's no wonder Australia's so far ahead of the world in so many ways.
I have no idea what anything that Cal just said.
Yeah. It sounded dangerous, though. Is it dangerous?
Oh, it could be, I'm sure, because there's a charge involved. Yeah. But what, Cal just giving himself a pat on the back. He fixed his mate's car and they still haven't needed to take it to a professional.
Good on
job.
You, Cal.
Yeah. Belinda from Cooper's Plains. Oh, take us home, Belinda. What did you get up to? Did you MacGyver your way out of something?
Yeah, we were just over at Fraser Island for a fabulous time. Mm-hmm. And my husband was four-wheel driving, as he likes to do. And the number plate is the second number plate we were going to have gone through. The number plate was at 90 degrees and about to fall off.
Yeah, gotcha. That's what happens when they hit the track in the middle. I'm just looking at Margo.
So
the sand hits it. Yeah, got it?
Like bends it in half.
Yeah, and then it snaps off quite often, the bolt. Yeah, sorry, Belinda.
No worries. Yeah, so one of them had already come off, and it was only hanging on by one still. Mm. So we bent it back, and I used my key ring to put it back onto I just used our little D-clip on my key ring to put it back on and fix it.
Brilliant, Belinda. And you're back in Brizzy now. You haven't thought about changing it over. It's still got your key ring on there, hasn't it?
Yesterday, yes.
Okay,
good on you, Belinda. Hey, we're going to give you a season double pass to go see The Wrath of Man. From acclaimed director Guy Ritchie comes a new action thriller, Wrath of Man, starring Jason Statham, in cinemas April 29. MacGyver Monday is back next week.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Wednesday night will be full of fistic fury when you've got Lucas Brown, former WBA champion, against Paul Gallen, the man all of Queensland likes to hate, and he's with us now. Paul Gallen, hello, mate.
Hey, mate. Thanks for having me.
We're going to be nice because I believe your father and brother listen to our station, so I always say nice things about you, apart from which Australian would you like to see punched in the head? You.
Yeah, they do, mate. I've got a lot of family up in Queensland. I've got a few things up there as well, up in Brisbane, so I'm sure they all listen to you.
Hey, listen, why Lucas Brown? He is actually a proper boxer. How are you going to go?
I'm going to win, mate. I'm going to get the job done. Yeah, I've trained hard. I'm prepared really well, and I'm confident I can get the job done. I mean, I think it's after beating Mark Hunt and everyone so far, they've gone past sort of the footy players or the novelty-type fights, and this is the type of event I've got to have. And he's been the number one heavyweight in Australia for the past 10 years, and it's a huge challenge for myself, but one I think I can win. And, I have to get the job done Wednesday night, and hopefully everyone tunes in to check it out.
Gal, never one to back down from a fight and never backwards in coming forwards. Talk to us about the GOAT that you're taunting Lucas Brown with.
Well, Lucas is the self-proclaimed GOAT. So obviously there's, people call themselves the GOATs or generally fans or your peers call yourself the GOAT
in
your chosen sport or profession. But Lucas decided to name himself the GOAT, which I thought was ridiculous. And it is. You don't name yourself the GOAT. You can't self-proclaim yourself the greatest of all time.
So you went out and got a GOAT.
Oh, did you?
So I went out and got a goat and took the goat to one of the press conferences and had a photo with him, and he had a bit of a punch in the bag. So.
This is an Australian heavyweight champion. Are you an idiot? Did you say to him, I don't know whether you need a bra or not, referring to his man boobs that he's developing?
I did, yeah, the first press conference.
Why are you trying
to... We are going to jump in the ring and fight each other. So if you try and get the bag, you can punch me in the face. So it's not like he's not going to get the opportunity to return serve.
So I don't think he's a boxer, to be honest, is another one of the terms. You're having a red-hot go here, mate. Why wouldn't you just sneak up on him rather than wave the red flag?
You can't sneak. I can't sneak up on him. Look, mate, he was one who... He said, I'm not a boxer. He did say, Gallen's a fighter, but he's not a boxer. And I've been a Lucas Brown fan before I'm about to fight him. I used to watch him. We grew up in the same area, sort of out Western Sydney. I followed him early on in his career, so I know exactly how he fights and what he does. And for him to call himself a boxer, I think it's a bit rich as well. I mean, he's got huge power in his right hand, and he's a fighter as well. But to stand there and say, I'm not a boxer, I just thought it was a bit funny. I'm not trying to say I'm a great boxer and all that. I'm not. I am a fighter and get there and fight. But for him to call himself a boxer is laughable, I think.
Jeff Fenwick's come out and backed your gal. He's saying that he's done some work with Lucas and he doesn't have the hunger or the desire or the will anymore. Maybe a couple of years ago he might have knocked your head off, but he reckons you're in with a pretty fair chance.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, no, well, I sort of always thought the same thing. You know, Lucas, as I said, he's got huge power in his right hand, but I've seen Lucas quick before and I think we'll see him quit on Wednesday night. He's just, he hasn't got the desire, he hasn't got the hunger. I don't think he's ever had that hunger or desire, to be honest with you. But he's just relied on that huge amount of power he has in his right hand, and it's got him through to where he is, and he's done extremely well with the ability that he's got. But he's going to come in and run into someone who's not going to take a backward step, as you guys said, and yeah, he's going to have to land that right hand and knock me out to beat me. That's the way it's going to go, because I'll be able to outpoint him, and I think at some stage I might be able to stop him also.
Now, listen, let's say you do win Wednesday night against Lucas Brown. Is SBW, Sonny B. Williams, still your aim? Is that the grand final for you?
Yeah, I think so. Look, that was the reason I started boxing in the first place, and ever since my first fight back in 2012 or 13, that's been spoken about, but has never eventuated. But look, it has to eventuate in the near future.
Jesus.
I'm doing one a little bit, as is Sonny. So I think, that's the grand final. That's the end goal. So hopefully we can get there by the end of this year or early next year, and that'll be it, yeah.
Mate, well, we'll be watching because whether you love you or hate you, we love to see. Hopefully, you get a clipping, but you win the bout. So, main event, it's on 7 PM. No daylight saving anymore on Wednesday night. Hey, Gal, all the best, mate.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good day. See you later.
Gallen v Brown, Wednesday, April 21 from 7 on Main Event. Available on Foxtel and KO. You can order now through MainEvent.com.au.
The Big Breakfast, Triple M. Yeah.
Look at you, Brisbane. You've turned it on for the first day of the bubble for getting Kiwis who are coming home, who are coming over to New Zealand to visit their rallies or coming for a holiday. Look what we've done for them. Today in Wellington, 17 degrees. I believe Auckland, very similar.
Well, Marto, we said earlier, New Zealand are doing the Sky Tower in yellow and gold. What were we doing for the Kiwis coming here? We're giving them beautiful weather.
Well, we've got to find out. What are we going to do for them? Because, I haven't heard of anyone coming here to Brisbane.
Lots of people going to New Zealand that we're aware of.
Bianca Stone, we spoke to her at 10 past 6 this morning, reporter from Sunrise for Channel 7. She is actually flying to Wellington as we speak.
It's been 414 days since Australians have been able to travel freely. I had to find my passport, dust it off, and then make sure it was still in date before I could actually travel today. So that's pretty exciting stuff.
Then we spoke to Julie, and Julie, her friend, was travelling over there as well.
The friend of mine, she booked as soon as it was announced.
Why?
She booked her tickets to see her mum back in New Zealand. She literally goes today. She was so keen.
So many stories from the paper of people who hadn't their grandchildren, they've had a baby born in the last year, and their grandparents back there in New Zealand haven't seen them.
Booking sites, Marto, where people can book flights and accommodation, spikes of 70%. Since the announcement of the travel bubble happening. And the resort-style hotel beside Mountain Ring Lake Wakatipu has taken more than 100 nights of bookings from Australia.
They reckon even the people have been itching to go on the Milford Track, which is a great down the southern end of the New Zealand South Island. The people wanting to go there, straight there today, I reckon, bookings.
We've talked as a family about doing camper vans and RVs and travelling around.
Right, do it.
During the June-July holidays, this looks like this year might be the year people are going to head over.
It's freezing at that time of year. That's the only problem. That's why Kiwis come here. Actually, can we open it up, Dave, if you wouldn't mind? Have you got a prize, if anyone knows? So it's people travelling. Do you know anybody? We'd love to know the bubble stories. Anyone going to New Zealand? Or alternatively, have you got someone coming back in the next few days?
Families. Oh, beautiful,
so
tales.
Good.
Beck from the Gold Coast.
Beck.
Hello.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
Good morning. Well, we're on our way to New Zealand.
So coming up from the Gold Coast, heading to the Brizzy Airport, jumping on a plane and going, what, is this home for you or to see family and friends?
Margo, that's Rico here.
Marto,
how are you?
Hey, Rico Gear. No.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, mate. Oh, so you're going home to see Rico Gear, great All Blacks winger. I'm sorry, everyone, if that's who's in the cup. I didn't realise. Oh, good one.
So just heading home to see family. It's been about 16 months, so, yeah, we can't wait to get back.
16 months.
All right, so you guys have got kids. Have the grandparents seen all of your kids? I'm not sure how old your kids are.
Yeah, we've got a 5 and 4-year-old, so, yeah, the grandparents are hanging out.
Did you book as soon as you heard the bubble was open?
Well, that was my job, obviously. So I was on the computer as Jacinda was speaking, and I booked the first flight that I could. So, and here we are, school holidays for the kids for one more week.
Oh, an extra week of school holidays, just what you want. But Beck, tell us, how often would you have normally gone back to New Zealand within the last 16 months?
At least 2, 3, maybe even sometimes 4 times a year, or Rico's 2 sons would come here every school holiday. So it's been a massive gap for us, and my 5 and 4-year-old Isaiah and Ava in the car now, and they're so excited to see their big brothers. It's going to be really nice.
Because you guys have got 2 kids here on the Gold Coast, like you just said, but you've
two
got
New Zealand.
Rico's got 2 boys in New Zealand. So Rico, what's that going to be like for you, not having seen your 2 boys for 16 months?
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. It's obviously been a pretty tough time, but, we're sort of, really, really looking forward to, getting back and just spending some quality time with them. Can't really wait, to get back.
For all the Kiwis, where do you guys say you're going to? Where specifically?
Oh, we're from a place called Gisborne on the east coast of the North Island.
Oh, good one. Oh, mate,
beautiful.
Enjoy.
Well, safe travels and all the
Rico
best.
Gear.
What a beautiful...
Jeez, couldn't he play football? My God.
Aroha from Camp Hill. Hello.
Hello.
Did I say it right? I'm sorry.
Yes, that's fine.
Aroha. Are you the Aroha? I think I saw you in the paper this morning. Your grand...
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, tell everyone your story.
me and my son have been separated for over a year, and it's been really hard. I'm looking forward to going home tomorrow. He doesn't know that I'm gonna surprise him for the school holiday.
How old is he? 6 or 7 or something?
He's 7 years old. I'll be reunited with him, which will be a really, 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 really long time since I've been home.
Aroha, how did you find yourself in a situation where your son is stuck in New Zealand and you're here and you haven't been able to see him for 12 months?
Well, I would normally travel home at least every second month just to see him, or he would come here and we would have, share custody with his dad.
Oh.
But he's just been there for 12 months and he messages me every day and I know he misses me, but...
It's going to be an emotional reunion, Aroha, I can imagine.
Oh, every mother's feeling your pain, Aroha. So when are you going over there, in the next couple of days?
So I fly out tomorrow. So I just wanted to be safe. I wasn't sure if today was going to happen. But, I'll be on the plane tomorrow morning and I'll see him in the afternoon.
How long do you plan to spend there, Aroha?
I'm looking at staying for maybe 1 to 2 weeks. I haven't booked a return, but I'm just going to wing it and see how I feel.
This is so exciting, the surprise. How's it going to play out in your mind?
Honestly, I do not know. I told him he's getting the delivery on Tuesday and he thinks it's for a pair of shoes. So
that's great.
He's going to be very excited.
Oh, you're beautiful. Yeah. Well, hopefully we can speak to you soon, but all the best. That's a wonderful story.
Aroha, I hope you're delivering the shoes to him, because I know what boys that age are like with shoes. And if he sees you, he's still going to be disappointed that there's no shoes.
I do have a pair of shoes with me. That's fine.
All the best, Aroha. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. No worries. Bye.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Marto, I know you're not across the Twittersphere.
No, I
and
don't like Twitter.
And so I thought I'd keep you up to date with a tweet that has garnered some interest. And it is from AP Stylebook. I have no idea who they are, but they have a lot to do with words and dictionary and thesaurus and software programming, etc. And they've thrown out a tweet that says, "Don't use the term mistress for a woman who is in a long-term sexual relationship with and is financially supported by a man who is married to someone else. Instead, use an alternative like companion, friend, or lover on first reference and provide additional details later."
Who are they to tell us we can't use mistress? Like, very popular in France, of course, the mistress.
The mistress. Well, they're saying it implies that she is solely responsible for the affair. Don't use the word. It is a negative stigma around having an affair. And I'm like, well, that's a pretty negative situation to be in if you're sleeping with somebody else's husband.
Mm.
There is no other word for
you're leeching him for money while having sex with somebody else's husband.
Well, I didn't think there was another word. But, of course, the Twitterers came out in full force saying, well, we could always call her a side piece, perhaps.
Jeez, I thought you were going to go with another S word.
No. Maybe the traditional home wrecker tag could be used. Yeah. Do you know of any others? Secondary partner was also suggested.
No, I've never thought about this.
Yeah, they said that AP Stylebook said that they felt it was better than having a word for a woman that had a negative stigma attached to it, implying that the woman was solely responsible for the affair because there is no word for the man who is in the affair.
Oh, hold on. You mean
they're saying
what's his name?
That if there's a married man who's having an affair, what do we call him? We call her the mistress.
He's a dirty cheater. Mister.
Yeah, well, I sort of thought that there would be some words that I could think of maybe for a man who's cheating on his wife, but none of which I can say on air. So, David, have this ready.
Okay.
You ready? How about some of them, AP Stylebook? Use them as suggestions.
Okay,
there's plenty of words I could think of for men who cheat.
Use your imagination. Big Breakfast.
Triple M's Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Oh, for so many people, the alarm's been going off in the last half hour and you're going, oh, I'm too old. Why am I still doing this? Well, listen, Tiger. Front up, because this guy does every day.
He's 87 years old and trains 4 hours a day. Coolangatta Surf Life Saver Billy Ryan is making history as the oldest competitor ever at the Australian Surf Life Saving Championships.
What about him? On a Marucci door. So they found Billy. He's down at Coolangatta, if you ever want to see him, nearly every day apparently.
87.
4 hours a day he trains.
What is he going to do? The triathlon?
No, well, he's up at the Australian Surf Life Saving Championships at Marucci door.
What do they have to do?
Well, I think he's a paddler. He goes out and has a bit of a paddler. Jesus. And I think he wins his over 80 because there's no one else in the race.
Is it an age category thing,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, like you're a senior. He's a super senior. But can you imagine how embarrassing it'd be if you're out the back struggling around and an 87-year-old guy
Billy just plucks goes you past
from the
you.
Surf. No, he'll pluck you from the surf and save your life. My God, what a chance. I thought that was inspirational. And then I went, oh, my God. God, they're still standing, these oldies. They just keep on kicking because there was another one at an aged care facility down in, I think it was in Sydney somewhere. But this old bloke, he wheels up in his wheelchair and the old girl, she wheels up in a wheelchair. I go, what is going on here?
93-year-old Mari Hill preparing to take 100-year-old Ron Headley's hand and name.
They're getting married.
Remember we did that segment, Overly Optimistic Old People? Now, crikey.
These are a couple of nominations.
100. You're 93-year-old and you're looking around going, what? Oh,
did they meet at the aged care facility?
About a year ago.
One day when I encouraged Mari to join exercise class, Mari spotted Ron and from that day everything changed.
Who's that?
That was the exercise coordinator at the aged care facility. Can we play that again? Because I did like her voice. So what's happened? Someone said, Mari, you got to get out and...
Go do some exercise,
Mari. You're 92. No, I made it to 92 without doing exercise. She goes and does exercise class and look around. There's 99-year-old Ron. Let's hear from her again.
One day when I encouraged Mari to join exercise class, Mari spotted Ron and from that day everything changed.
Oh, beautiful.
What a love affair.
What about that?
Was married at first sight as good as this? Because this is one of the great results.
You've been listening to Triple M's Big Breakfast. Now, get your apprentice ready for business with quality training from TAFE Queensland.